Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You are in the Lobster Pot. This is where we think about old-time religion. And old-time religion is the religion of the apostles, martyrs, confessors, and saints down through the ages who have found favor with God. Today, the appointed reading that I am viewing is Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. And I find this to be a particularly interesting reading for me because I have spent so much time in Jerusalem. I am by no means an expert in Jerusalem, but I can say that my travels there have taught me a great deal, and I've been there more than 35 times. And in the lesson for today, the distinctive of Jerusalem in the time of Zephaniah is that it did not trust in the Lord. Rather, the text says it was a rebellious place and was defiled. And this self-trust on the part of Israel led to very ill-behaved prophets, officials, priests. And the text says in verse 5 of chapter 3 of Zephaniah that the only thing faithful about Jerusalem was the Lord. And this contrast between the Lord's righteousness and the unrighteousness of the rebellious citizens of Jerusalem resulted in God's wrath being poured out on her. A subject that not many of us like to ponder. He was going to treat Jerusalem just as he treated the other nations. We see that in verse 5, 6, and 7. But verse 7 has what I call an if-only statement. If only Jerusalem had been a different kind of place with reference to its relationship with the Lord, things would have been much different for Jerusalem. I can tell you that, give or take, Jerusalem has been attacked 121 times. And these attacks are not neat and tidy. They have left behind huge, huge wreckage in terms of the human. And that only serves to punctuate the situation. As you go to Israel today and spend time in Jerusalem, you see, whether you're in the ancient city of Jerusalem or the modern city, a rich contradiction between faith, sometimes true faith, sometimes one might even say often misguided faith, and secularity. Secularity clearly dwarfs true faith. Because that's true, because Israel and Jerusalem is still largely a rebellious place, the situation is not going to change. But that number of 121, give or take, is going to become 122, give or take, and then 123, give or take. But the if-only statement in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 7, reminds me of Jesus as he was making his way down the Mount of Olives on what we call Palm Sunday. And he looked over the city of Jerusalem, and he made an if-only statement. You can look it up in Luke chapter 19, verses 41 and 42. If only, Jesus said, they had known for what would bring peace, they would have lived into the meaning of the word Jerusalem, city of peace. It's not a city of peace. It has not been a city of peace. So, back to Zephaniah 3. There's a purpose behind God's judgment. There always is. And that purpose is rehabilitation. Rehabilitation in order to bring salvation. And this is made plain in verse 9 of chapter 3. And verse 9 hopes, looks toward the day when all of them, the citizens of Jerusalem, will call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. That day is coming. It's not here. It will not be here probably before my next pilgrimage back to Jerusalem. But if it does happen before I go back again, that means the Lord has come. And that will mean that the New Jerusalem is there. It will be, in fact, the city of peace. And that day is coming. It's not going to come from the United Nations. It's not going to come from the President of the United States. It's not going to come from accords. It's going to come from God. And that's the good news. So anyway, that's a bit about Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. You heard about it in the Lobster Pot. Come back and visit again. It's always a joy to have you here.